CBS News Brief. President Biden opens the NATO summit amid questions about his health and the future of his reelection campaign. Delaware's Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
Many of my colleagues have concern, but what the president has done is listened to those concerns, acted on them.
2 days after Hurricane Beryl made landfall, more than a million homes and businesses in Texas still have no power, many of them in Houston.
It is so hot and humid at the same time.
Yeah. No airflow.
No airflow. I would have to open up all the doors.
But if there's not a breeze.
If there's not a breeze, no.
A jury has been seated and opening statements are expected to begin today at Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is in Santa Fe.
While the case has been highly publicized, jurors reported having the ability to be impartial. Two jurors told the court they've never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field. The final score 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs, including a grand slam from Pittsburgh's Joey Bates. Colin Ray giving up one home run. The bullpen giving up another four. In front of 26,000 fans at home, Brewers manager Pat Murphy a short time ago.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged to everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits. You know, a couple coming in after the game was out of reach. But we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead. And, you know, Colin had given up one hit in five innings. You know, one hit in five innings. And then all of a sudden his base is loaded. And then got a breaking ball up. Get hit it. Game change right there.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
you to get you started on a Wednesday morning. Come on in, everybody. It's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. You know what's funny? When Dierks Bentley was just getting started, I remember standing with him in the pouring rain at the Sauk County Fair in Baraboo. That's the luck you have if you're going to go on the county fair circuit. Today, if you're headed to the Jefferson County Fair, the Sauk County Fair in Baraboo, maybe the Lodi Agricultural Fair coming up tomorrow, or the Lafayette County Fair, tell you what, be ready for a tangle with the elements. Today, it looks like we're going to stay mostly dry. Showers could redevelop this afternoon. You might pick up showers this morning along the lakeshore. Daytime highs today are going to be in the low 80s, so probably a little on the sticky side. Same situation tomorrow, about a 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms. We're going to warm up tomorrow to around 82 degrees. Stumacher Ag Meteorologist has our weather details on the way. And coming up next, a new group has reached out to the state of Wisconsin to try to provide assistance to farm families when they've encountered an accident, a death, a tragedy. Jill Welke is going to bring us the story of Farm Rescue next.
Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Habenjager, BB Swagger. Those are just a few of the new flavors coming out of the Bavaria Sausage Kitchen. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop on by the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday 9 until 1. Of course, shop online anytime you want, BavariaSausage.com. They are creatively putting a twist on the traditional Landjager snack sticks, always a favorite. Now they're offering you the Cranjager with Wisconsin cranberries. The pepper Jager, how about with some Brazilian red and green peppers? And now the beer and bacon Swiss Jager, the Swagger, and the Habanero Jager, the Habanjager. So like I said, there is flavor galore and old world authentic elements all around you. Check it out online, BavariaSausage.com, or stop on by corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1.
Help to farmers comes in many different shapes and sizes. I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn in Eau Claire. Whether it's natural disasters, health issues, injuries, illnesses, farmers need help to get those crops in so they can continue to feed the world. I've got Dan Erdman. He's part of Farm Rescue, and he's the marketing program manager. I haven't heard about Farm Rescue before, so right out the gate here, when was it established?
Farm Rescue is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Started back in 2005, was when we were founded by a gentleman named Bill Gross. And Bill was a North Dakota farm kid who, again, grew up on the farm, this family farm, and it just wasn't in the cards back in the 80s for him to continue on. So he was encouraged by his parents to seek higher education. Bill went on to become a pilot and has been for many years. He flies for UPS. Years back, before 2005 even, Bill was just having a conversation about plans after retirement with a co-pilot. Bill said, you know, I always just wanted to get a tractor and go farm to farm and be this good Samaritan that helps farm families in a time of crisis. And, you know, follow-up conversation with another friend, he was kind of challenged, you know, why wait until retirement to do something like that? And so that was kind of the initial seed that was planted that grew into the Farm Rescue. Like I said, 2005 it was founded, 2006 was our first year of operations, and that entailed planting assistance. Bill got supporters on board. First and foremost, RDO Equipment, one of the largest John Deere dealers in the nation, you know, provided that equipment. Bill got other volunteers on board, other supporters to just help promote this. And so they helped, I think, around a dozen families here in North Dakota back in 2006. And what they quickly realized was this wasn't an isolated need for this area. And so Farm Rescue has continued to grow in, you know, our volunteers and our equipment, in our support, in our territory as well. So we offer planting, haying, harvest, hay and commodity hauling and livestock feeding support to farm families that are going through a major injury, illness, or natural disaster, kind of the three main qualifiers. And like I said, it's grown tremendously over the years. When the resources are there, we look to expand to new areas to help more families that are going through those same difficult circumstances. So with the launch of Wisconsin now, and we're so excited to be offering these services to farm families throughout the Badger State, throughout our history, we have helped over 1,100 farm and ranch families during, again, a time of crisis.
So from those humble beginnings in North Dakota, how many states are you covering now?
We are up to 9. So again, it's North and South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, Illinois. Now heading into Wisconsin. As of July 1st, we'll be offering harvest assistance to families, again, going through a major injury, illness, or natural disaster. And it's truly taken a village to grow this mission over time and you know, expand into those 9 states. We have an incredible army of volunteers who are out there serving as the boots on the ground in this mission. And the difficult thing when we launch into any new state is just what we talked about, the lack of awareness of who we are, who Farm Rescue is, and what we do. There's no ulterior motive to our mission. It's really just a good Samaritan effort. And it's about, you know, the age-old concept of neighbors helping neighbors. I would say our neighbors just come from a little bit further up the road. So we have volunteers that come from across the country to, again, serve as those boots on the ground and support those families during difficult circumstances, whether that be, you know, a health issue, a main operator, or even someone in the family that, you know, kind of keeps that family away from the farm and you're unable to carry out the necessary farm work, whether it be planting, making hay, feeding livestock, or harvesting a crop. And we're really just there to provide that stopgap and bridge the crisis and hopefully get them on to the next season. And the ultimate goal is to help maintain a family operation so they have, you know, something to leave the next generation.
And we're talking to Dan Erdman. He's part of Farm Rescue. All these contacts and resources can't happen without some support. So who's out there helping to get these boots on the ground and get the job done?
First and foremost, it's those volunteers who are willing to come, you know, from hundreds, if not thousands of miles away to help a complete stranger in a time of need. And I think what bonds everyone that supports Farm Rescue is just the passion and appreciation of agriculture and the importance that it plays in our world. So our volunteers typically have a background in agriculture. They may be retired farmer or even a current farmer, but we have people from all walks of life that are out here serving this mission. It's pilots, it's pastors, it's military veterans. We have law enforcement officers. For years, we had a NASA rocket scientist that would come up every spring from Alabama to help with our operations in the Midwest here and plant crops for families during a time of crisis. And beyond the volunteers, again, everything we do is the result of the generosity of others. So it's individual donors, family donors. We have an incredible group of business and corporate sponsors that have jumped on board over the years who recognize the importance that our mission serves. It's major sponsors like John Deere, Nutrien Ag Solutions. We apply for a lot of grants, so Engelstead Family Foundation, Anheuser-Busch and their Busch Light brand have been incredibly generous to us over the past few years. You may have seen those corn cans floating around, and a portion of every case sold of those, which I believe is still going on right now, is donated to Farm Rescue to help our operations and serve more families during a time of crisis. And we have a small staff that supports all of this. We have 9 staff members, 7 full-time, a couple part-timers, and it's a lot to coordinate, but everyone involved in this, like I said, is just very passionate about the mission and passionate about agriculture, and I think that's truly what kind of bonds everyone who's involved in this process.
And how would a farmer in need, or maybe even their neighbor that knows the farmer in need, be part of the process to get that help?
It's an application process. Our website, farmrescue.org, is kind of a one-stop shop for, you know, all things Farm Rescue, whether you want to find out more about us, support the mission financially, sign up to volunteer, you know, become a sponsor. But you can fill out that application right there on our website. There's plenty of information just to learn more about what it is we do. We get a lot of applications from families themselves, but as you might imagine, farmers and ranchers are incredibly proud people for good reason, and it's not always easy to ask for that help themselves. So it's probably about half of the families that we're connected with are the result of referrals, because people in those communities knows of a family and recognizes the difficulties that they're going through, and maybe someone going through cancer treatments, you know, an unexpected injury on the farm, which happens all the time, natural disasters, again, flooding, tornadoes, droughts, wildfires. There's a lot that can happen, and you know, farming and ranching are difficult in any normal year. You know, you add in this unexpected crisis, and it adds a lot more strain to the situation. So those referrals go a long way, especially with us in these new areas. It's good to have folks on site there that are trusted, that can reach out to us and tell us about a situation. We can reach out to those families and explain, yeah, we can come in, we can plant your crop, we can make your hay, we can harvest that crop, haul it to the elevator, haul it to the grain bin, wherever it needs to go, and it doesn't cost you a thing. Again, there's that mentality nowadays that's what's the catch, you know, and I can't say enough, we have no ulterior motive. We're a collective of good Samaritans that just want to help farm families survive a crisis and carry on. Please go check out farmrescue.org if you want to find out a little bit more about us.
Agriculture is definitely a lot of boots on the ground. It takes a village to get that crop harvested. And that was Dan Erdman. He's part of Farm Rescue as the marketing program manager. And I'm Jill Welke from the northern end of the world's longest barn.
What weather is in store for the Midwest today? Stay tuned as ag meteorologist Stu Muck gives you the latest forecast in just moments, right here on the Midwest Farm Report.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute, and today I want to talk about dealing with debt collectors and your rights when you are in collections. Debt collectors are people who've been hired to collect money that you owe to someone else. They can be persistent or rude or sometimes worse, but they do have to follow rules. Federal law says that they cannot call before 8 a.m. in the morning or after 9 p.m. at night. They cannot harass you, meaning they can't curse at you or threaten you. And they cannot lie to you or make up consequences for not paying your debt. And they can't tell anyone other than your spouse or your attorney about your debt. Now, if you experience any of this, you can complain about them to the Federal Trade Commission at consumer.gov. And last thought before I go, you can always ask a debt collector to stop calling you. Legally, they have to comply. If they don't, you report them to the FTC. For more money tips, go to workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get started today there, runs through the 14th, and they've got a lot of special events that are going on this year, Abby says.
a brand new thing that we're featuring this year. There's a space in the middle of the park that is usually just kind of an empty gravel parking lot. And so we decided, let's put some things there. So this year on Wednesday, and all this information is on our website as well, on Wednesday we have Farm Truck Day. So it's kind of a push, pull, or drag thing. So there's going to be some contests and some awards for, you know, crustiest farm truck, old reliable, that kind of thing. So that's happening Wednesday. Thursday is Heroes Day, so we'll have our EMS there, we'll have our police and fire, we have some vintage fire trucks and some cool things there. Friday is our market day, so it's kind of like a craft market.
Abby Chopin, event manager for the Jefferson County Fair Park. They get started with the Jefferson Fair today. Stumach Ag Meteorologist joining us for our Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Did you hear that? Crusty farm trucks. They're welcoming crusty.
I've got the one that smells like a dog. Does that win anything?
I don't know, but I just think it's funny the way she phrased it, because it's kind of exactly what a lot of our farm trucks are. A little on the crusty side, especially this year with all the mud and the dust. So we'll see. I'll maybe have to check in and see if Aubrey Schlingen, our summer intern, can get some pictures of those crusty farm trucks that will be featured at the Jefferson County Fair today. Good on Abby for trying to use some extra space and draw people in. Anyhow, this weather, if you're being drawn into a county fair today, not as bad as it's probably going to be later this week, huh?
Yeah, pretty good today. I mean, there's more cloudiness going to hold on, especially in the east and southern part of the state. And it all has a lot to do with post-tropical cyclone Beryl pulling up through Indiana, heading toward Ohio, and then up into Canada by later today into tomorrow. There has been some rain. I've got a couple of reports. Elkhorn at 0.07 of an inch. Racine, the airport, officially saying 0.21 of an inch. So a little rain in that far southern and southeast edge of the state. And that was after dark last night and on into this morning. Weather radar still indicating a little activity right on the extreme southeast tip of Wisconsin and down into far northeast Illinois over Lake Michigan and pulling away. Another little area to watch, though, just a little pop-up area west of Rochester in southern Minnesota and out further into far southwest Minnesota. There's a disturbance trying to drop in from the northwest heading down toward Iowa. At most, that's going to lead to a very slight rain chance for a few of us late today, and again, a very slight chance late tomorrow. Those cooler temperatures with clouds, they'll warm up for the end of the week. And I'll have the forecast after this.
At Compeer Financial, being here for you means something. With your loan, you access far more than financing. Enjoy member benefits like discounts on personal and business expenses, financial education, and special events. Plus patronage, essentially reducing the cost of the funds you borrowed. Compeer Financial, here for you. Find out more today. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com/member-benefits. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
All right, buddy, let's have that forecast then.
Well, we start out with some clouds. The sunshine will break through later today. Still that very slight chance of a sprinkle in the southeast this morning. A few of us could see that sprinkle or brief shower later today. Temps in the very upper 70s east, very low 80s in the west, and the winds out of the north at 5. Any chance of rain ends partly cloudy overnight. Very upper 50s to low 60s with light north breezes. A little fogginess. Don't be surprised by that overnight or early tomorrow. Mostly sunny then as we look toward Thursday. I'll mention again, a very slight possibility of an afternoon shower, and most of us in the low 80s, and sunny on Friday, pushing toward the mid 80s with the south breezes at 5, and by Saturday and Sunday, Pam, upper 80s, a few 90s around. Ooh. Going to feel very summery.
When did you say the 90s come in?
Probably by Sunday, if not late Saturday already.
I got to be at the Sauk County Fair on Saturday for their livestock auction. I just hope that the fans aren't just on the animals, if you know what I mean.
Dress for warm.
Yeah, I can only go so far in a public place, babe.
Okay, good. Thank you.
All right, man. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks, Stu.
All right, see ya.
Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Compure Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit Compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee. Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WISC Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
CBS News Brief. President Biden opens the NATO summit amid questions about his health and the future of his reelection campaign. Delaware's Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
Many of my colleagues have concern, but what the president has done is listened to those concerns, acted on them.
2 days after Hurricane Beryl made landfall, more than a million homes and businesses in Texas still have no power, many of them in Houston.
It is so hot and humid at the same time. Yeah.
No airflow.
No airflow. I would have to open up all the doors.
But if there's not a breeze.
If there's not a breeze, no.
A jury has been seated and opening statements are expected to begin today at Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is in Santa Fe.
While the case has been highly publicized, jurors reported having the ability to be impartial. Two jurors told the court they've never heard or seen anything about the case.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People are urging Wisconsin lawmakers to do something about long-running problems with the state's prison system. Former guards, inmates, and relatives testified to the Assembly's Corrections Committee Tuesday. They described sexual harassment and retaliation by supervisors and food and medicine denied to inmates. Tuesday was Black Women's Equal Pay Day. The date symbolizes the pay inequality between Black women and non-Hispanic white men.
So Black women have to work all the way into July of this year to make what white non-Hispanic men would have made in 2023 alone.
Deborah Vagans is director of the Equal Pay Today Coalition. She's pressing Congress to protect all workers against retaliation for talking about their pay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers get clobbered at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at American Family Field. The final score 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs, including a grand slam from Pittsburgh's Joey Bates. Colin Ray giving up one home run. The bullpen giving up another four. In front of 26,000 fans at home, Brewers manager Pat Murphy a short time ago.
We haven't had one of those games in a while, especially at home. We've been in every single game. I bragged everybody about being in 85 of 90 games. But credit to the Pirates. They did a great job. Took us out of it. Not going to win a lot of games with five or six hits. You know, a couple coming in after the game was out of reach. But we had some opportunities early to at least get a little lead. And, you know, Colin had given up one hit in five innings. You know, one hit in five innings. And then all of a sudden his base is loaded. And then got to break him ball up. Get hit it. Game change right there.
That's the Brewers' Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
More news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy this morning, a little sunshine by later this afternoon. Our high today, 76, with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. We're going to keep warming it up with highs climbing into the upper 80s by later this weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today, we have another in our series of why Americans don't vote. In the 2016 election, over 41%, 100 million people, didn't vote at all, despite a contentious and competitive election. One of the reasons cited in a poll after the 2016 election was a lack of faith in the electoral system. The Knight Foundation's 2020 study found that 27% of non-voters said the system was rigged or corrupt. 2 years later, in July 2022, a CNN poll of both non-voters and voters showed that just 42% of Americans had some confidence that the results of U.S. elections reflect the will of the people. In the wake of the January 6th hearings, polls by Monmouth University and the Brennan Center in September and October 2022 showed that only a slight majority of Americans are confident in our electoral system. The midterm turnout will show whether the Big Lie disinformation campaign succeeds in keeping more voters home. Of particular concern are trends among younger citizens who are eligible to vote, ages 18 to 24. The Knight Foundation found that while they consume media, they are less informed on news and politics than even habitual non-voters. Alarmingly, 20% of younger eligible voters say voting doesn't make any difference. Links to articles and the surveys can be found at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, "Democracy is not something we have, it's something we do." For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Sticky day on the way again for everybody in Wisconsin. Yes, there is a chance of rain in the forecast today and tonight. La Crosse, you'll probably touch out around 84. Cooler along the lakeshore, 81 the expected high in Madison. Welcome back. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke. This is the Midwest Farm Report. So weather has been a conversation piece on this date for many years. Let's take a look. On this day in 1897, temperatures soared to 115 degrees in Ashland, Wisconsin. It was recorded outside a drugstore there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on this day back in 1897. But wait, on this day in 1913, Death Valley experienced the highest temperature that was ever recorded on Earth, 134 degrees. Now, granted, maybe these notes have been adjusted, but you get my point. Weather has been a conversation topic on this day for many, many years. Oh, and by the way, let's say happy birthday today to actress Sofia Vergara. She turns 52. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES group.com. And if you want to talk to them about arranging an auction involving you, go ahead and give them a call. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. They appreciate the face-to-face interaction that the Steffes Group provides them. But today, Ashley Hewn's along with us, and we're talking about that fantastic website. You'd kind of teased us previously, Ashley. Now it's time to tap in on steffesgroup.com because the new website is active.
Yeah, it's up and running. They put it up over the holiday weekend because we'd have less traffic. And of course, so far so good. Everything seems to be working. I do want to make a few little notes about that. You will have to re-register your email and password when you go there the first time so it recognizes you again. And your watch lots, you'll have to redo those because those have disappeared for everybody. But the search function, the searchability is off the hook with this one, this website, of course, and that's kind of why we did it. To look at all auctions, you just click on the Steffes logo, and then you can click on construction, transportation, and agriculture items separately, which makes it real easy for people to find what they're looking for.
Right. And the other thing for just people that are not necessarily real active right now, I like the tab that's titled Insights. It's really a big part of what Steffes is all about for the industry, and that's giving people a little heads up on what's hot, what's trending, and why, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, we do those quarterly. Those come out with the catalog. Yours truly will be writing the next one that'll be coming out here in probably the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's the other thing we want to remind people about. I mentioned earlier, if you're thinking about getting an auction underway with the Steffes Group or maybe getting involved in some way, shape, or form with some of their annual conferences, they would like to talk to you now because the catalog is being pulled together. Remember their toll-free number, 800-726-8609. And you said it is pretty aggressive already with the calendar and auctions getting lined up into 2025, huh?
Yeah, truly. You know, we were so busy in June, and so the next catalog that comes out the first week of August or something like that, our deadline to have those auctions booked is already next Monday. So we're out here on assignment taking pictures and writing descriptions as we speak.
All right. I love it. That's what we really want you to keep in mind, folks. If you are planning on getting involved and conducting an auction, more time is better, not just for you and organization, but for the Steffes Group as well. So like we said, Ashley, just get in touch with the staff. And are we thinking more construction equipment? What seems to be the hot item this week or into the fall?
Well, I'd say through the summer and September is looking like a big month because that's the next opportunity to sell, you know, equipment just prior to harvest. And so I'm on a really nice farm here with a couple quad tracks and some really nice front wheel assist tractors. And that's exactly what he's doing. So we're getting that stuff listed so we can get pictures for the book.
Beautiful. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Stuffist Group. Again, folks, remember that website. Brand new and beautiful. But if you have been using it previously, don't forget you've got to sign back in, get your password in the system again. And if you had a watch list that you had compiled, afraid you're going to have to start over and create a new watch list on the new site. That's stuffistgroup.com. STEFFES group.com. If you've got questions or issues that you're unsure of about the new website, or you want to get your auction started, 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn along with us from the Stuffist Group.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lapenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
It's that time of year to head up to Door County for the cherry harvest. Our next specialty crop episode with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association takes us to Sequist Orchards in Sister Bay. Jim Sequist tells us why the Door County Peninsula is an ideal place to grow those famous tart cherries.
The weather is tempered by the water, which means that in the springtime, the water will keep us cool and keep our trees delayed in breaking out in spring so that it keeps the chance of spring frosts to a minimum. And then most of the soils in Door County are pretty shallow and sandy, droughty kind of soil. Cherry trees do not like to be wet. So it turned out to be at least a fairly good place to be to grow this crop.
You can plan your visit to a cherry orchard and learn more about Wisconsin agricultural tourism at gowiagtourism.com.
Welcome back. Hey, did you know Ozaukee County will have this year's oldest farm being recognized during the Wisconsin State Fair? The Decker Farm, 177 years old. It's been in the same family. Charity Seebecker has a conversation with Jeff Decker about that farm. That's on the way. Well, markets yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 194. 40-pound block cheese up 0.75 cents at 196 3/4. The AA butter gained a penny on Tuesday to 314 a pound. This morning, our August class 3 milk that goes into cheese up a dime right now at 2023. September's up 12 cents at 2068. December corn right now is down 2 at 406. November soybeans currently down a nickel at 1075. The September wheat down 6 right now at 566 a bushel. I had to giggle. I was talking with a neighbor yesterday, and she started to tell me all about her she shed. A she shed. Yeah, it's basically an amped up spot where she keeps all of her garden goods. And boy, she's got plenty. Every imaginable tool for your garden, she's got. Every input or addition she needs for the garden, it's in there. And I thought to myself, you know, I see that a lot where people are investing more in the sheds they use to store some of their favorite toys, or in the case of agriculture, the investments they've made in farm equipment and technology. I guess we're not alone, though. Chad Smith tells us the story of an amped up shed is rippling across the United States.
New high-tech farm equipment is not only helping farmers be more productive, it's also driving demand for larger, more high-end farm shops. Dennis Lee is the farm product line manager for Morton Buildings.
As farm equipment's gotten larger, there's been a growing need for new farm shops to become more modern to accommodate those machines. A building that was suitable for your grandpa's 4020 is probably not a good fit for your new 9RX. It's particularly true with farmers who previously stored equipment outdoors. We used to see quite a few cold storage or open-sided type buildings, and the trend now is to more climate-controlled, conditioned, more modern farm shops to protect those enormous investments. And the other factor that we see is this huge demand for used equipment. Used equipment values continue to skyrocket, and we all know that equipment stored inside demands a much higher price at auction day.
Lee says many farmers are also incorporating higher quality components in their shop to support the maintenance of their high-tech equipment.
I had the fortune of managing our NASCAR account prior to taking on the farm market, and I'm seeing more and more farm buildings that are taking components or cues from even the NASCAR industry. So we're seeing higher levels of finishes, higher levels of technology. This can include things like LED lighting, epoxy flooring, the large high-volume fans, air hose systems, and we've even seen quite a few buildings with clean spaces for computer server rooms and areas for diagnostics and calibration of planter components or GPS pictures on tractors and that type of thing.
He notes that shop doors are also continuing to get bigger and more sophisticated.
The door is typically the most interacted with portion of your building, where historically to get the large format openings required for planters or harvesters, we had no choice but to go with the sliding door. You know, sliding doors are a very utilitarian feature. It makes a big opening, relatively long-lasting, but they do have their drawbacks. You're not going to have a great weather seal for these new conditioned buildings. You've got to get out of a tractor and muscle the door open. And we're seeing more and more buildings go with either the large sectional overhead-style doors or even the large hydraulic doors. And that's actually a technology that's been borrowed from the commercial airplane hangar industry. Those doors can stand sometimes up to 100 feet.
For more information on farm shop design, visit MortonBuildings.com. Chad Smith reporting.
It just makes sense. The bigger our farm equipment gets, the bigger our farm sheds have to be. Thank you, Chad. Appreciate the update. Well, on the way next, Charity Seebecker is going to join us with a story of a farm family that's held their farm for 177 years. The Ozaukee County location is going to be recognized as the oldest farm in our century sesquicentennial group for 2024. Charity Seebecker visiting with Jeff Decker from Ozaukee County on that one next.
Sign up for daily agriculture updates by joining our email list. Head to MidwestFarmReport.com, enter your email address, and we'll handle the rest. More farm news straight ahead. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise.
and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Today, we're focused in on some of the special people, the special farms that will be highlighted during the 2024 Wisconsin State Fair. Today, Charity Seebecker takes us to Ozaukee County, where the oldest farm to be recognized this year is housed. Charity?
We're recognizing farms and homesteads that have been in the family for more than 100 or 150 years. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report. And these families will get together at the Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis on August 6th for a celebratory breakfast. And one farm being recognized is Decker's Farm LLC. This Ozaukee County farm's history dates back over 150 years. Jeff Decker shares more about the history of his family's farm.
June 18th, 1847, Nicholas Decker purchased 160 acres of land in the town of Belgium in Ozaukee County after they moved here from, I believe it was Heinsert, Germany in 1847.
And so what buildings were on it? What was the size, the acreage? What was that original farmstead?
The original farmstead was bare land, and they built the farm up from that. The house they built in 1848 is currently still on the property, which I live in today. At that time, they built a granary, chicken coop, a couple barns, and all are there except for one barn. One barn was destroyed in a barn fire in 1969, so it was replaced with our newer milking facility, which is now dates because we are no longer milking cows.
Were there any stories that were passed down of farming through the war, a Great Depression, or anything that really stood out to you in the early years of the farm?
Doing some history research, we did find out that there's a set of train tracks that run through our property, and there's a lot of if you want to call them hobo type people, or I'm not sure what to really call them, but there's a lot of people that just kind of lived by the train track or lived there and kind of came and helped on the farm just for a day or two just to help out for a meal or something like that.
So then how has the farm been passed on? Take me through kind of it went from this person to the next person, how it got to you and some of those improvements over time that have been made.
It stayed in the family its whole life, obviously. Went from the founder, Nicholas Decker, to John Decker, who was the son of Nicholas. And then it passed on from John to Art and Alois Decker in the early to mid-1900s. And then passed on to their brother, Clarence, in 1965. And then passed on to my dad and my uncle, David Milton Decker, in 1969 to 2019. And in 2019, I took over the operation.
So what do you think makes your farm unique then?
What makes our farm unique? One thing that we're pretty proud of is we've always done the work ourselves. We've never had hired hands. It was myself, my dad, my uncle, and my cousin Scott. Growing up, we've always done the work. We've never relied on anybody else to help us.
And so what is the farm today then? What does a farmstead look like? I know you mentioned you sold the cows, but so what is it today?
So the milking barn, currently I'm in the process of deconstructing it, working with the NRCS because we have a manure pit, trying to decommission that. The freestyle barn, the milking parlor, it should be torn down in the next year or two, and I hope to put some grain bins. The old granary is tore down. The chicken coop is tore down for a nice workshop now. But the original old barn is still standing and still staying strong and will probably stand strong for a while. So, and the original homestead house that was built in 1848 is still very strong.
So then is there a next generation that potentially will take on that farmstead and make it whatever maybe they want to make it moving forward?
We will see. Unfortunately, I have no sons right now, so I have two daughters, and I do have some nephews that have spoken about being somewhat interested, so we'll see where things go.
Jeff Decker shares a story of his family farm in Ozaukee County. The Century and Sesquicentennial Farm Program originated as part of Wisconsin's Centennial Celebration in 1948. Each year, about 100 properties are honored. You can listen to some of these stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. These stories are brought to you courtesy of Compeer Financial. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
This is the
summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The giant meat buyer you've probably never heard of today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You may not be familiar with Chicago-based Fulton Market Group, but you know their biggest client, McDonald's. Fulton's Global Sustainability Director, Tim Hardman, says the company purchases hundreds of millions of pounds of beef and pork annually for McDonald's, with sustainability in mind.
When I'm driving through McDonald's grabbing my quarter pounder, I'm not thinking about carbon emissions in that burger, right? Well, I am, but I'm probably an anomaly, but because that's all I think about. But I don't think their general consumer is, and so I think we want to give people the right to eat beef and remove some of the guilt that other organizations are trying to drive into eating beef, and we can't do that without numbers.
Fulton Market Group and Hardman have been working with South Dakota-based AgSpire to verify that the beef purchased has been moved through the supply chain sustainably.
From the data collection side, I think it's trust but verify. And I think that's what our general consumer is asking for, is that verification. From a McDonald's standpoint, our only customer, their biggest sustainability goal right now is around climate. It drives me a little bit nuts that that's become very singularly focused on just carbon and carbon emissions removals and things like that.
More tomorrow on Sustainable Beef. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour,